something anew, staying awake longer into the longest hours, to accompany time on a slow and then slower walk, traversing over, under, and around all the other times, crawling by their windows, still looking, still open, but they too shall shut and be still. As the other siblings tick and talk, sisters and brothers conjoin, yet constantly pulling apart at the fragile seams. It seems that ticks prefer to race, by choice talks do not, running to choose freely. It is a choice to run, it is a choice to not run also, from that which is front and center, in the heart of the matter, where the stitches of time do not resist or fray. Instead, patiently they wait, without resisting, craving, only accepting and anticipating something anew, and somewhere else than what is no more anew. Where ticks and tocks rewind wildly, wandering as a herd, lost ponies, together, lost as one, instinctively halting in unison, unknowing of how, why, or why not, suddenly not needing to. It is a choice to need, but not the only choice. There are many. And so, for the last longest hour, talks are left alone in the desert of icy silence, without a tick to count on. It is left searching in a vast prairie, in winter's blistering wastelands, a white drape over a forgotten hole. Alone to accept something anew, to come front and center, to redeem and revive, while suspended over the frozen hands of time.